Morning again. If you didn't know, our church actually has two pastors. We have Pastor Tim and we have Pastor Joel.
如果你不知道的话，我们教会有两个牧师，一个是一牧师，一个是康牧师。
When I first came to the church, Tim would preach and 1 week Joel would preach.
What?
When I first came to the church, 1 week Joel would preach and the next week Tim would preach and they would just alternate.
刚开始的时候，两个人是轮流讲道。
And then in 1 year, Joel and his family went back to America.
后来有一年, Joel 他们全家回美国。
And then when they came back, Tim went, and his family went to America.
他们回来之后, 换康牧师全家回美国。
And I'm just really happy to see both my pastors here in Taiwan at the same time.
我很高兴现在在台湾可以同时看见两个牧师都在。
I'm very thankful to be here.
我很高兴可以回来哦。
We're going to continue our study of Romans today.
今天要继续来看罗马书。
We're going to look at chapter 4.
今天要看第四章。
Verses 9 through 25.
9到25节。
Who'd like to read this for us?
有没有谁帮我们自愿念一下这段经文?
We need a volunteer to read the English and a volunteer to read the Chinese.
请一位帮我们念英文，一位帮我们念中文。
Who'd like to read the English? The Chinese is in the bulletin.
中文的经文在今天的周报上。
Okay, who's going to read the English first, and then we'll hear the Chinese.
请帮我们先念英文，再念中文。
Thanks. Let's start with English. I'd like to begin with a question.
首先我要问一个问题。
How do you tell the difference between what is true faith and what is presumption?
真信心跟假信心有什么差别?
Faith, presumption.
真的信心跟假的信心。
How can you know that you are believing what you should, rather than simply having some kind of a false hope, believing in something that God has never promised and is never going to happen?
你怎么知道你相信的事真的会成真, 还是你只是一厢情愿在相信一些不可能发生的事情会发生?
What do you think?
觉得这两种信心有什么差别?
Aaron?
Well, is there a promise about it in the Bible?
Okay, so you're saying that's true faith.
说真正的... 他说真的信心是你相信的是神确实要给你的应许。
Okay, so then what's presumption?
If you're believing in something that God hasn't promised you.
那假的信心就是神这个应许不是给你的，可是你却把它套在自己身上，你一厢情愿希望这个应许可以在你身上实现。
Someone else, how do you tell the difference? How do you tell the difference? I'm not asking for the definition right now of faith and presumption. I'm saying now, how do you tell the difference between when somebody's really believing or when they are presuming?
怎么看得出来呢? 你要怎么看得出来, 你相信的事是真的还是假的?
Anybody know? Martin? Okay. 如果他们是按照他们的信心来做他们的行为，可以说他们的信心是真实的。就是你相信什么，你的生活态度可以看出你是相信的。
说有些人说他相信有上帝的存在，但是他们从他们的生活方式，你看不出他的生命中是他是活，就是真的认为上帝存在。What
is faith anyway?
这所谓信心到底是什么？这个相信到底是什么？What
does faith do for me?
相信对我有什么好处？对我有什么影响？What
do I do when it doesn't work?
如果我相信的事情，不是真的，不能真的发生，那我会，我应该怎么办？
Now, if you can answer these questions, then you should be a pastor.
如果你能够回答这些问题，你就可以当牧师了。
And if you can't answer these questions, though, you may not even be a Christian. If you can't answer these questions, then possibly you are not even a Christian.
如果这些问题你没办法回答，你可能连基督徒都算不上了。
Brothers and sisters, there is no subject more important for your own personal life than the question of what is true faith.
各位弟兄姐妹，最大的真理，最重要的真理，可能就是要去分别什么是真正的信心。
What is it?
到底真正的信心是什么？
How do I get it?
我要怎么样才能得到真正的信心？
What does it look like?
真正的信心像什么样子？
How do I tell true faith apart from presumption?
我怎么去分别真信心跟假信心呢？
And there is no better example of how to answer these questions in the whole of the Bible than the Old Testament hero that we see here in Romans chapter 4, Abraham.
要回答这个问题，最好的答案就是从罗马书这里所讲的两个旧约圣经的英雄。
Now in Romans chapter 4, the Apostle Paul takes the lives of two Old Testament saints and uses them as examples for us as believers today.
保罗在罗马书四章用了两个旧约的圣经人物来告诉我们信徒今天怎么样才是真正的信心。
So from the life of David in verses 1-8.
一到八节是举大卫做例子。
And then from the life of Abraham in verses 9-25.
九到二十五节是用亚伯拉罕来做例子。
We have two examples of what faith looks like in action.
从这两个榜样我们可以看出真正的信心跟行动是什么。
And what does it do for you?
对你有什么样的影响？
Now, as you all have already looked at Romans 4, verses 1-8,
我们已经讲过了罗马书四章一到八节。
You saw from the example of David what faith does for each person who believes.
可以从大卫的身上看出真正有信心的人他会对他有什么影响。
Blessed is the man whose lawless deeds are forgiven. Blessed is the man whose sin the Lord will not take into account.
讲说罪被赦免的人是有福的。
So from the life of David, we learn a very important fact.
所以从大卫的生命，我们学到一个很重要的事实。
If you know your sins are forgiven, you'll be happy.
如果你知道你的罪已经被赦免，你就会很快乐。
That word blessed here in this passage carries the connotation of extreme happiness and joy.
这边讲的有福是代表一种很极大的一个喜乐。
Are you happy?
你喜乐吗？
I was not happy last night.
我昨天晚上不是很喜乐。
Larry's driving my car to pick me up from the airport.
Larry 开我的车去机场接我。
The car breaks down.
结果车子抛锚。
Tow truck comes.
那就叫那个拖车来。
Takes the car away to the car hospital.
把车拖去修车厂。
Emergency room for cars.
这是一个紧急，就像那个我们的急诊室一样。
二十四个小时的服务，二十四个小时的比较贵的价钱。So if your car gets in the 24-hour car clinic, then you pay the price.
如果你的车是被拖到24小时营业的修车厂就比较贵。
And I confess I wasn't a happy camper.
我必须承认我不是很高兴啊。
And Larry could tell.
那 Larry 看得出来不是很高兴啊。
So Larry reminded me of something.
那 Larry 就提醒我。
He said, but I'm alive!
他说可是你还活着啊。
He's like, I could have gotten killed. Your car died right on the highway.
他说更糟，万一我发生车祸死了，那不是更糟吗？
I didn't even smile.
我连笑都笑不出来。
And then after about 20 minutes, I said, you know, Larry, I'm really glad you're alive.
然后20分钟我就忽然领悟了，然后就说，哇， Larry, 我真的很高兴你还活着。
I said, doesn't matter if the car blows up.
就算车子爆炸也没关系。
As long as you're okay.
只要你没事。
That's all that matters.
这才是最重要的。
Took me 20 minutes to get there.
我花二十分钟才领悟到这一点。
What about you?
你呢？
What's bothering you?
什么事情让你觉得很烦恼？
What's keeping you from being happy?
什么事情让你没有办法喜乐？
Take time and think about this.
他花一点时间想一想。
It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. 不管发生了什么事情都没关系。为什么呢？因为耶稣基督是你的救主，他已经把你所有的罪洗净了。
It doesn't matter what bothers you because Jesus already washed away all your sins.
You see, brothers and sisters, true faith does make a difference in our lives.
各位弟兄姐妹，真信心真的可以影响我们的生活。
But as we come to the life of Abraham, we see something different.
可是我们在亚伯拉罕身上可以看到一个作用，这个真信心的作用。
We're going to take a look at this passage in some detail.
我们要仔细的来看这段经文。
Now it's a fascinating passage and it's a fascinating subject and it's something that we don't usually talk about.
这段经文的主题哦真的很不可思议哦，但是我们常常不会讲到这个，没有办法提到这整个事件是多么不可思议。
The whole subject matter of verses 9 through 13 is a little bit strange and some of you might think it's very weird.
九到十三节这段经文，可能有些人会觉得说很奇怪啊。
So we are going to talk about it.
所以我们要来谈一下这几节经文。
Paul asks the question: Is the blessing that David and Abraham received of forgiveness of sins, is that blessing something that comes to people who are circumcised or uncircumcised?
保罗这边问到一个问题哦，他说这个上帝所赐下的这个福分哈，是给受割礼的人呢，还是给没受割礼的人？
Now that's a weird question for two reasons.
这个问题很奇怪哦，原因有两个。
The first is where are the women?
第一个就是那女人呢？
This verse has nothing to do with women.
这节经文跟女人没关系啊。
Does that bother you?
在座的女士会不会觉得很困扰呢？
Okay, that's the first thing. What's the second thing that's strange about this?
那第二点奇怪的一点是什么？
Why are we talking about circumcision anyway?
为什么要讲割礼？
What is this business of circumcision?
这个割礼到底是在干嘛？
Why is it important?
为什么那么重要？
Now, you know, if you go in certain places, they distinguish who you are on the basis of your passport, for example.
比如说你到某个地方去，然后他们用你的护照来决定你的身份。
Last night I flew in to the used to be the 中正机场，但是现在不可以这么说，所以那个桃园国际机场。
Last night I flew in the airport, which has been renamed to another name.
Okay, and as you go through immigration, you see this big sign with red letters flashing at you.
然后你通过那个海关的时候，看到那个红色的那个灯啊，那个一直在闪。
To the left, it says citizen.
左边是公民。
To the right, it says non-citizen.
右边说非公民。
And at that moment, I realized that humanity is separated into is my passport red or is my passport blue?
所以在那瞬间，我发现我的身份呢是就是被。有所区分的是就是看你的护照是红色还是蓝色。
Well, ponder this for a moment.
大家想一想。
When Paul wrote Romans,
保罗写罗马书的时候
the whole world was separated into two categories of people.
当时世上的人被分成两种人。
On the basis of whether or not you had skin on the end of your penis.
一种是有没有割过包皮的人。
And whether it had been cut off.
一种是有割过包皮，一种是没有割过的人。
Fascinating subject.
真的是很不可思议的一个主题啊。
And ladies, at this point, this is a male discussion.
各位在座女士，这是男人方面的讨论啊。
At the time that the New Testament is written, indeed, the Jews were obsessed with this question of your penis.
在这个罗马书写的这个时代啊，当时的犹太人非常重视割包皮这件事情。
Now, on my first trip to China in 1988, I'll tell you what happened.
我1988年第一次去中国大陆的时候发生一件事。
I went to the Forbidden City.
我到那个紫禁城去。
And I had to go to the bathroom.
那我就那时候需要去上厕所。
Not a good idea.
真的是很糟糕。
So you stand and you don't have your private stall, you don't have your private urinal. What you have is a little step and a little gully in front of you.
那个厕所根本就没有任何隐私哦，就是一条水沟而已。
And you have 200 or 300New friends standing next to you.
大概旁边有两三百个人站在你旁边哦。
And I quickly discovered that the mainland Chinese are very curious about the same thing that Paul was talking about in this passage.
那我很快就发现中国人对于保罗这边讲的这件事情哦，感到非常好奇。
Are you circumcised or are you uncircumcised?
他们就很关心你到底有没有割过包皮。
And I had so many people staring at me that at that point I realized that it was fruitless to try and do my business there, so I had to go someplace else.
那当时有非常多人一直在盯着我看哦，所以我发现我不能在那里上厕所。
So why the penis check in the Church of God?
那为什么在神的教会里面要谈这个有没有受割礼呢？
Because brothers and sisters, whether or not you were circumcised, if you were a man, or uncircumcised, was a sign of whether or not you were clean and righteous before God.
这是因为这边割礼是一个记号，是在象征你在上帝面前是不是洁净。
God gave that sign to Abraham and to all of his male descendants to show to the world that God had saved these people and had cleansed them of their sins.
上帝给亚伯拉罕跟他的后裔这个记号，是要叫世人看见他们是被上帝洁净过的，是被上帝拯救的。
To have the sign of circumcision was a statement to the world, I believe in God and he has declared me righteous by faith.
用这个割礼做记号，向世人来宣称说我们是相信神的，我们已经被神来拯救。
But what had happened was, is that the Jews had forgotten the fact that it was a sign of their faith and had substituted the sign for the thing signified.
可是犹太人根本就搞错了，他们把这个本来只是一个记号的东西变成是最重要的东西。
People started trusting in something that happened to them on the eighth day of their birth. That they had their self circumcised. They were trusting in that sign rather than in the God who said by faith, I declare you righteous as I give you this sign.
大家开始把那个信心放在割礼这件事情上，而不是放在这个割礼所代表的神的拯救上面。
So this was a big issue.
所以这个割礼在这边才会成为这么重要的一个话题。
And knowing how important it was to the Jews and to the Jews who lived at Rome, Paul takes this question head on and brings it to our attention.
因为保罗非常了解当时罗马的犹太人在想什么，所以他特别来提出这件事。
Is it possible for this blessing that David knew and Abraham knew to be upon not only the circumcised, but also the uncircumcised? Is such a thing possible?
所以他提出来说，那大卫跟亚伯拉罕所经历到、所领受到的这个福分，难道只有受割礼的人可以领受吗？那没受割礼的人能不能领受呢？
And his answer unequivocally is,
他的答案当然是
yes,
没受割礼人也可以领受。
This is good news for women.
所以这对女人来说是好消息。
This is also good news for men.
对男人来说也是好消息。
Because if it didn't happen to you on the eighth day and somebody tries to do it to you when you're old, let me tell you, it's a very painful process.
因为你如果出生八天后没有割包皮的话，长大才割的话，这是一个很痛苦的经验。
A lot of people struggle becoming Christians because they have to be baptized.
很多人呢、信主以后觉得很痛苦的一件事是因为还要受洗，要进到水里。
Well, if we had to circumcise people in order for them to be Christians, that would be even worse.
如果说成为基督徒必须要受割礼的话，那才更痛苦呢。
So Paul says, yes, this blessing can be upon those who are circumcised and those who are uncircumcised.
所以保罗这边的答案是肯定了，这个福是给受割礼的人，也是给没受割礼的人。
So if that's the case, and the blessing of God can be upon the circumcised or the uncircumcised, then let's ask a question then. When did faith come to Abraham?
所以如果这个福可以给受割礼的人也可以没受割礼的人，那我们要问的是，那亚伯拉罕这个福他所领受的这个福分是在受割礼之前领受的还是之后领受的？
See, Abraham was declared righteous by God.
上帝宣称亚伯拉罕为义。
When he believed.
因为他相信。
And then he received the sign of circumcision.
他是相信之后才受割礼。
And that gives hope to everyone who is outside of the Jewish nation.
所以这给非犹太人很大的盼望。
Now notice that Paul also deals with the question then, if that's true, then what is the relationship of this salvation by grace through faith to the law that was given?
所以保罗就又接下来又提到说，那这样子跟因为恩典得救跟靠守律法得救，这个又有什么不一样？
Verse 13.
第十三节。
For the promise to Abraham or to his descendants that he would be heir of the world was not through the law, but through the righteousness of faith.
他说上帝给亚伯拉罕和他后裔的应许并不是因为律法来的，而是因为信来的义。
For if those who are of the law are heirs of the promise, then faith is made void, and the promise is of no effect. It's nullified. It's worthless. It's 没有用。
因为如果属于律法的人才能成为后嗣，这个信心就没有作用，这个应许就落空了。
Why?
为什么呢
？Verse 15.
十五节。
Because look at what the law can do.
因为律法只能做什么呢
？Even though God's law was holy and just and good.
因为神的律法虽然是公义的是公正的、嗯、是圣洁的。
He says the law brings about salvation, right?
因为他说律法可以带来拯救赎对吗
?Right? Right?
是不是
?No!
不是。
The law brings about wrath!
律法只会带来愤怒。
God's anger!
神的愤怒。
Now how is something that is holy, just, and good bringing about God's anger?
一个圣洁跟公义的事情为什么会反而带来上帝的愤怒呢
It's because if you try and approach God through keeping that law in your own strength, then you will merit God's wrath.
因为你如果要靠一己之力来行律法你只会惹动上帝的愤怒
Because you can't keep the law.
因为你根本行不了这些律法
And God is holy.
可是神是圣洁的
And those who do not keep his law 100%, he's angry with.
那些没有办法百分之百守住这些律法的人，神是对他们会发动怒气的。
You know, that's a topic that people do not discuss in this day and age.
在现在这个时候，很少人会谈这样的主题。
Why does everybody come to church?
为什么大家要来教会
？I want to feel good.
因为想要觉得让自己舒服一点。
I want to meet some new friends.
想要交一些新朋友。
I want to sing nice songs.
想要唱一些好听的歌。
I want to eat some good food.
想要吃些好吃的东西。
Maybe even some chocolate.
也许还可以吃到巧克力。
Want to hear some great music?
或者听到一些很好听的音乐。
I want to learn some English.
或者我想学英文。
I want to learn some Chinese.
或者我要学中文。
Now, brothers and sisters, there is nothing wrong with those reasons for coming to church.
各位弟兄姐妹，为这些原因来教会也没什么错。
Come, we'll give you chocolate, an English lesson, a Chinese lesson, and a nice holy handshake or a hug or a slap on the back or whatever.
我们可以啊，给你巧克力，给你食物吃，给你好听的音乐，什么都可以给你。
But there is something different.
但是来教会有一点很大的不同。
The reason why we come to church is to worship a God who does not accept us on the basis of what we do, but on the basis of what He does.
我们来教会敬拜的这个神，他不是因为我们的行为才来拯救我们。而是因为我们的信心才拯救我们。
And a lot of people today take the fact that God's wrath is against the people who do not follow His law very lightly. They make jokes about it.
今天很多人以为如果没有守律法的话，神会对他们生气。
And so the only thing many churches ever talk about is often the good stuff. The good stuff. This is what Jesus does. He makes you happy.
所以很多教会都是在谈说啊，要怎么样做善事。
And they don't preach the warnings.
啊，不去讲啊，不去讲一些警告方面的事。
That God's wrath is on unbelievers.
没有去讲说神的愤怒会发动在不信的人身上。
And God's wrath is on anyone who tries to approach Him in any other way except through Jesus Christ.
如果不借着耶稣，而是想借着其他的方式来亲近神的人，神的愤怒是发动在他身上。
So in verse 15, Paul says, "The law brings about wrath."
所以第十五节讲到说，这个律法会带来愤怒。
But where there is no law, neither is there violation.
所以，没有律法，如果没有律法的话，就不会有所谓违背律法的事。
Illustration.
我来说明一下。
In Hawaii, we have where I'm staying right now. We have a lot of speed limits that I think are really stupid.
在夏威夷有很多时速的限制，我觉得这些规定都很蠢哦。
You're coming down this mountain.
你在那个走山路。
And the speed limit has been 65.
那时速是六一小时六十五里。
And then in the space of a few feet.
然后才短短几尺之间呢。
The speed limit becomes 35.
就忽然降低到三十五里。
Now when cars go downhill, what happens?
可是你开车下坡的时候会怎么样
？They go faster.
就是会加速嘛。
Well, so you have to do this very unnatural act.
所以你要就开车就会变得很不自然。
You gotta be stepping on your brake while you're going down the hill.
是踩刹车一面呢下坡
Because what happens is right after you hit that 35 mile per hour speed limit, there is a policeman standing there with a radar gun.
因为如果你不踩刹车的话，过了那个35里的速限之后，就会发现有一个警察在那边。
Where there is law,
有律法的地方
there is violation,
就会有人违背。
And then there is fine,
那就会有罚，就会有罚款。
And then there is punishment,
那也就会有刑罚。
Just like the Bible talks about God's wrath,
就像上帝圣经所讲的神的愤怒。
But then Paul says, where there is no law, neither is there violation.
可是保罗说，如果没有律法的规定，那我们就没有所谓违背律法的事情了。
And there are states in the United States that have done away with traffic laws. Thank you, Jesus. No speed limits. Go as fast as you want. Just don't kill yourself. Anybody else?
在美国有些州很棒哦，就没有时速的限制，你要开多快就多快。
But I'm stuck in Hawaii. 没关系。So what's Paul's point in verse 16?
所以16节保罗到底要讲什么呢?
What is his point about faith?
这个信心到底是什么?
This salvation that he talks about that came to Abraham when he was uncircumcised is a blessing that comes by faith for these reasons.
他说在亚伯罗罕受割礼之前他的信就使他称义使他蒙拯救了。
Number one, it has to come by faith because it has to be in accordance with God's grace.
为什么呢？为什么凭信心就可以蒙拯救呢？第一，因为必须要符合上帝的恩典。
Faith and grace go together.
信心跟恩典是并行不悖的。
Because the God that we believe and the promises that we believe are gracious, which simply means you don't deserve it.
因为我们相信的这位神，就是他给我们恩典是我们所不配的。
God gives you a gift you don't deserve.
上帝给你的这个救赎的礼物是你不配得到的。
And a lot of people misunderstand our God on this point.
可是这时候就有人误会了。
They feel like, well, God owes it to me to save me.
他们觉得说神欠我的，他没有救我，是他欠我。
Reason number one, I'm a good person.
第一，因为我是好人啊。
I never killed anybody.
我都没有杀人。
God owes it to me.
那所以神欠我。
But some people, they aren't quite that arrogant.
可是有些人没有这么骄傲哦。
But they say, well, you know, the Bible says that God is gracious, so that means, of course, God's going to save me and everybody else. He's gracious, isn't he?
他们就说，圣经说神是有恩典的神啊，所以他应该要救我啊。
And they misunderstand that because God's grace and salvation is undeserved, they think that God is then obligated to give it to every single person.
他们实在是误会了，他们以为说神有恩典的话，那神就应该拯救每一个人，所以每一个人都有，上帝有义务拯救每一个人。
Yes, there is a sense in which God shows his attributes and his love and his mercy to everyone. He makes his rain to fall and his sun to shine on the just and the unjust, he says in Matthew 5.
没有错，神的恩典跟怜悯是连到每一个人啊，就像在马太福音五章有讲到说，神叫日头照义人也照不义的人。
But when it comes to salvation,
可是在救赎方面呢?
God shows his grace in a discriminating manner.
上帝的救赎呢, 只临到某一部分的人身上。
Jacob I loved, Esau I hated.
他说雅各是我所爱的, 以扫是我所恨的。
Before the twins were born, before they had done anything good or bad, that it might stand according to God's gracious choice, it was said, the older shall serve the younger.
在这个双胞胎还没出生之前,神的就已经预定好这个大的将来要服侍小的。
Now that bothers some people.
有些人就觉得不舒服了。
But it shouldn't bother us.
可是我们不应该有这种不舒服的感觉。
Because God doesn't owe any of us salvation.
因为神不欠我们任何的救赎。
And if in his undeserved kindness and in his amazing mercy, he reaches down and pulls some of us out of the muck of our sins and gives us the grace by faith to call upon the Lord's name and be saved, then we ought to praise him that he is that kind of a God.
神凭着他无比的怜悯跟恩典，他愿意从泥道当中来拯救我们一些人，我们就应该要来感谢他，赞美他。
But don't misunderstand what I said.
不过也不要误会我的意思。
Just because God discriminates between some people and gives them his grace and other people, he doesn't mean that the offer doesn't go to everyone.
我们说神他的恩典只是就是会他救赎的恩典只临到某一部分人身上并不表示神只爱那些人。神的恩典是给每一个人的。
God offers salvation and commands us to take it to everyone.
神命令我们要把他的救赎传给每一个人。
But you know why some people come and some people don't?
可是为什么有些人接受了，有些人不接受呢？
Why do some people drink of the wellspring, which is the salvation of Jesus Christ that we just heard sung about? Why do some people drink of it and other people go thirsty?
那为什么就像我们刚刚听到那一首诗一样，为什么有些人愿意来喝耶稣所给我们的救赎的活水，但是有些人不愿意去喝呢？
Jesus answers the question.
耶稣回答了这个问题。
Listen, no one can come to me unless the Father draws him.
耶稣说，若不是天父吸引人，人没有办法来到我这里。
That's amazing grace, brothers and sisters.
各位弟兄姐妹，这个就是那奇妙的恩典。
That is not unfair.
这并不是不公平。
Why is it not unfair?
为什么不是不公平呢？
Because God doesn't owe any of us salvation.
因为神不欠我们救赎。
And don't ever forget that.
千万不要忘记这一点。
And don't ever take God's promise or His offer for granted.
千万不要把神所给我们的应许当作理所当然。
God offers to every single person in this room right now the certain promise that if you believe in Jesus and call upon His name, you will be saved.
上帝给我们在座每一个人一个应许，就是只要你相信耶稣，呼求他的名，你就必要得救。
Don't take that for granted.
不要把这样的应许视为理所当然。
Don't walk out of this room and say, oh, now I can just think about Chinese New Year fireworks and everything I'm going to eat and Hongbao and all those wonderful things.
不要啊，听完走了，就忘了一干二净，心里一心一意只想着过年的时候可以拿红包，可以放鞭炮。
Forget your fireworks.
不要去想什么放鞭炮。
Buy that CD or download the fireworks music that supposedly the government is wanting us all to download.
那不要去，倘若去下载那个鞭炮声音，这样就可以，就是合法了。
Forget your hongbaos.
不要去想什么红包。
Because no amount of money is worth Jesus.
再多的钱都比不过耶稣的有价值。
And no amount of money can pay for your sins.
再多的钱也没有办法偿还你的罪债。
It didn't take a red envelope to make us righteous in the sight of God.
在上帝眼前这个红包没有办法让我们成为公义。
It took the red blood of Jesus.
我们需要的是耶稣红色的血。
And when you believe in God's grace, and when you look to His salvation, and when you trust Christ like this, some things come to you that the text shares.
当你信靠神的恩典，当你信靠耶稣，就会像这段经文这边所讲的。
You know what comes to you?
会怎么样呢？
In one word.
一个字。
Certainty.
你就会有确定确据。
This is what comes with grace, verse 16.
16节告诉我们，随着恩典来的就是那个笃定，那个确信。
For this reason, it is by faith that it might be in accordance with grace, in order that the promise may be certain to all descendants.
这边讲说成为后嗣是因着信，为的是要按上帝的恩典，使给所有后裔的应许都能够坚定不移。
And that's why it was that Abraham became the father of many nations.
所以亚伯拉罕才会因为这样成为万国之父。
Because of God's grace.
那是因为神的恩典。
Because of his faith.
还有因为他自己的信心。
And what happened when he got it?
当他得到以后怎么样呢?
Now look at this amazing faith.
来看一下这个奇妙的大信心。
This is not the way all of us think about faith.
这不是我们一般人所想到的那种信心。
Notice the first thing, verse 18.
看十八节。
It tells us about the situation in which Abraham believed.
讲到说亚伯拉罕相信的时候他的情况是怎么样。
Now in the Greek, it uses a very interesting catchphrase.
在希腊文里面用了一个很特别的字。
It says, in hope, against hope, Abraham believed.
翻译出来就是在亚伯拉罕没有盼望的时候，他还是怀着盼望去相信。
In hope means Abraham had hope.
也就怀着盼望，就是说他里面心里面有盼望。
Against hope means the situation was bleak.
但是他当时是没有盼望，因为整个情况看起来就是没有盼望。
And what he believed was that he would become a father of many nations, according to that which had been spoken.
可是呢？在还没有盼望的时候，他还是怀着盼望去相信，所以他才会成了万国之父。
Now it gets better. Look at verse 19.
看一下18节。
Okay, the first thing we see about Abraham is he had this certainty. So he doesn't simply look at the situation. He listens to God's word, and so he has hope.
亚伯翰听到神对他说的话，他心里面就非常的笃定，即使当时的情况看起来是没有指望的。
Now notice what happens at this point. He's now going to go back to the situation and look at it a little bit more fully. Notice the situation.
所以十九节，回到他的情况。
Okay, first he looks at his own body.
首先呢，他看自己的身体。
The word that's used to talk about how he looked at his body was contemplate.
这边讲说他想到自己的身体。
Contemplate your body.
就是你在想你自己的身体。
When I was 30 years old, I realized something had happened.
我30岁的时候就领悟到一件事。
My metabolism changed.
我的新陈代谢改变了。
My physique went from being a V to more like a triangle. Physique, what a shun.
我的身材改变了。从
I contemplated my body.
所以我会去思想我的身体。
And had to face my chocolate addiction.
然后就必须要面对我这个喜欢吃巧克力的坏习惯。
So, Abraham contemplates his body, and the first thing he does is he counts, now how many years have I been on this earth?
所以呢，他想自己的身体的时候，他就想我到底活在世上多久了，几年了。
One, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 71, 72, 73, 81, 82, 83, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98.
他就从一二三四五六七八九十十一十二一直算到最后九十六九十七九十八岁了。
Paul says almost dead.
保罗说就跟死人一样嘛，就像一脚踏进坟墓了。
That was the first thing that he contemplated.
这是他第一个想到的事，就是我已经是一脚进坟墓的人了。
And there is this woman living in the house with me.
然后呢，家里跟我同住的这个女人呢
？And she ain't no spring chicken either.
她也不是什么年轻，也不年轻了。
She's not 100, but let me tell you, she's over the hill. She's past menopause. She's in her 80s, and oh my goodness.
她已经过了更年期了。她已经是年纪好大了。
Now, what did Abraham think when he started thinking about this?
所以当亚伯拉罕想到这样的情况的时候，他想什么呢？
Now, brothers and sisters, with all reverence, this is what Abraham thought.
各位弟兄姐妹，我这样讲并没有不敬的意思哦。不过我想亚伯拉罕当时心里面在想的是
，I'm old.
哦，我实在好老了。
Too old to be doing that kind of thing.
实在老了，没办法做那件事了。
And even if I could,
即使可以做
，She's old too.
她也太老了吧。
So it's useless.
所以根本没有用。
So.Contemplating that situation and listening to God who said something absolutely amazing here on the other hand, here's what Abraham did.
所以当他想到两个人夫妻俩都已经这么老了，可是又想到神说要给他后裔的这个应许。
Verse 20.
二十节说。
Yet with respect to the promise of God, he did not waver in unbelief, but grew strong in faith, giving glory to God.
他说想到这样的情况，他也没有因为不信就怀疑惑上帝的应许，他反倒坚信不疑，把荣耀归给神。
Verse 21. And being fully assured that what he had promised, he was able also to perform, therefore also it was reckoned to him as righteousness.
所以他非常笃定地相信上帝所应许的必能成就，所以这就算为他的义。
That is faith.
这就是信心。
Listening to God's promise.
你要请听神给你的应许
，and believing that promise，
然后你要去相信这个应许必要实现。
When everything else in the situation is saying the exact opposite，
即使情况看起来是非常渺茫。
And because of that， because of that，
因为这样的缘故
，That's why Abraham is our example。
所以亚伯拉罕才可以成为我们的榜样。
Now, brothers and sisters, a lot of people misunderstand faith at this point.
各位弟兄姐妹，很多人看到这一点就对这个信心有误解。
People think faith is, well, I can look at any situation, and if I just believe hard enough, if I just believe, then what I want to happen is gonna happen.
很多人以为说，只要我就是去相信，那这件事情就一定会成功，一定会实现。
And you want to know why it'll happen?
你知道为什么会实现吗？
Because God has power.
因为神有能力啊，所以只要我相信他，这件事就一定会实现。
So people think, because God has all this power, and because I really believe, then whatever I want is going to happen.
所以很多人就会想说，因为神大有能力啊，而且我是这么的相信，所以这件事一定会实现。
And fill in the blank, what do they want?
那他们要什么呢？
For some people it's healing.
有些人是要医治。
For other people it's a spouse.
有些人是想要结婚。
For other people it's money.
有些人是想要钱。
It's something tangible that you can put your finger on.
就是抓得到实质的东西。
And a lot of people think if I just try hard enough, if I just believe well enough, it's going to happen.
很多人就是觉得只要我很努力去相信，这件事一定会实现。
Let me tell you what happened in the church that we're at in Hawaii.
我要跟你分享我在夏威夷教会一件事情。
One of the brothers in the church got leukemia.
有一个弟兄，教会有一个弟兄，他得了血癌。
And the amazing thing about it was, is he was healed.
那很奇妙的是他得医治了。
But then there was a problem.
可是有一个问题。
It came back.
后来又复发了。
And when it came back, everybody in the church prayed.
那复发的时候，大家就教会每一个人就开始为他祷告。
And they prayed, God, you healed Cliff the first time, you're going to heal him this time too.
他们的祷告都是主啊，你第一次这样子来医治 Cliff， 这一次也求你一定要来医治他。
And everybody in the church was praying in faith for Cliff's healing.
那每个人教会每一个人都充满信心，一直在祷告，相信这个 Cliff 一定可以得医治。
I went with a senior pastor to visit Cliff in the hospital.
那我就跟主任牧师一起去医院探访 Cliff.
I looked at his skin.
我就看看他的那个皮肤。
He was gray.
都已经变灰色。
I looked at his eyes.
看他的眼睛。
I saw they weren't white anymore.
已经不是白色了。
They were yellow.
都变黄色了。
And I said, Cliff, come here.
我就对 Cliff 说。
Sit down here on the bed.
我说你坐在床上。
I have to tell you something.
我要告诉你一件事。
Cliff, you've only got a few days left on this earth.
你在这世上只能再活几天了。
And praise God, because of the faith you have in Jesus Christ, we know where you're going.
赞美主，因为你相信耶稣，所以我们知道你死后会去哪里。
But it's time for you to call your wife and those precious children that you're leaving and come and say goodbye to them one by one.
我说，现在你应该把你的太太跟你的孩子叫来你的病床边，跟他们一一说再见了。
Cliff, God's not going to heal you.
我跟他说 ，Cliff， 上帝这次不会医治你了。
Not in this life.
啊，在这一生这一次不会再医治你了。
But you'll get your new body.
可是你将来会得到一个新的身体。
And we'll see you again.
我们会再见到你。
And we'll put our arms around you.
我们到时候见到你就会来拥抱你。
And I had to break the news to him.
所以我必须要告诉他。
That what everybody thought was faith.
说大家所认为的信心
was presumption.
其实是假的信心。
The senior pastor didn't know what to do.
主任牧师当时不知道怎么办。
He didn't know whether to be angry at me for speaking of death directly to someone who is dying.
他不知道是要生我的气呢，这样直截了当跟一个病危的人讲这样的话。
Or to be relieved that I broke the news to him rather than him.
还是应该觉得很松一口气，因为至少我很坦白地告诉他。
But I tell you, brothers and sisters, that was the most awkward day of my ministerial life.
不过必须告诉各位，那一天真是我侍奉以来最尴尬的一天。
And it was a day when I learned that one of the most important things that pastors can ever do is help people distinguish between what is faith and what is presumption. It was on that day that I realized that one of the most important things that pastors can ever do is help people understand what is true faith and what is presumption.
我在那一天真的是很清楚地领悟到，牧师最大的一个责任就是要告诉他的信徒怎么样去分辨真信心跟假信心。
I wish it were true that God spoke to people today just the way he spoke to Abraham, that he would come down out of the cloud, stand in front of me, send an angel, you know, tell us when the kid's going to come, tell us what the sex of the kid's going to be. You know, I wish that God was going to do that, but he's not going to do that.
我真希望神今天也能够像当初他对亚伯拉罕那样面对面说话，能够这样面对面向我们说话，说我们什么事，什么时候会成就。
But never fear. Don't be afraid.
可是虽然不能这样子，我们也不用害怕。
God's still going to talk to you.
神还是会向你说话。
Through his word.
他会透过他的圣经向你说话。
And it is to his word that we must have faith.
And
in his word, there are promises that are not just for Abraham, they're for all of us.
And there
are things that God says, if you believe, you will have eternal life.
上帝说,
and if you hold on to these promises right now, you'll have strength in your heart.
你只要抓住这些应许, 你心里面就会有力量。
Now what has God promised that you should be believing in today?
那上帝给你什么样的应许, 让你今天可以相信呢?
Let me hit the highlights.
我来举几个重点。
Number one.
第一个,
whoever calls upon the Lord shall be saved.
呼求主名的就必得救。
Doesn't matter what color you are.
不管你什么肤色。
Whether you're male or female.
不管你是男是女。
Whether you're rich or poor.
不管你是贫是富。
Whether you're a big sinner.
不管你是大罪人,
or a little sinner.
还是小罪人,
whoever means whoever.
凡呼求主名, 这个凡就是凡是每一个人。
What else does the Lord want us to believe?
主还要我们相信什么应许呢?
How about this promise?
比如说,
he will never leave you or forsake you.
他必不丢下你, 也不撇弃你。
That yea, though you walk through the valley of the shadow of death, you will fear no evil, for he is with you. His rod and his staff, they will comfort you. He will be with you.
你虽行过死荫的幽谷, 却不必怕遭害, 因为他必与你同在, 他的杖, 他的竿都安慰你。
What else has God promised every single one of you in this room, if you dare to believe him?
如果你敢来相信这位神的话, 他还应许我们每一位什么呢?
You are eternally safe in his hands.
你在他的手中永远是安全的。
That by faith you cling to his promise, that you are righteous in his sight.
你凭着信心来抓住他的应许, 相信你在他面前是公义的。
And those he predestined, he called. Those he called, he justified. Those he justified, he glorified. As God sees your salvific life, he sees it in the past tense. You're going to make it.
神预先知道的, 他就预先拯救他们, 他看你是看到整个未来。
What else has he promised?
他还应许我们什么呢?
Here's one I love. His grace will be sufficient because his power is perfect in your weakness.
这是我喜欢的, 就是他讲说他的恩典, 够我用, 因为他的能力是在我的软弱身上显得完全。
A lot of people think when I become a Christian, everything's going to get better.
很多人以为说我信主以后, 一切都会好转。
God didn't promise that.
上帝没有这样应许。
For unto you it has been granted not only to believe in Jesus, but also to suffer for his sake.
他说我们信了耶稣, 不但可以得救,
that's what you get for believing.
所以你相信耶稣就是会这样子。
But you get the promise of his presence in the meantime.
可是呢, 你还是可以得到一个应许, 就是神必与你同在。
He also promises that he'll supply all your needs.
他也, 应许, 他必要供应你一切的需要。
The great missionary to China, Hudson Taylor, had a friend.
戴德生, 这位宣教, 到中国的宣教士, 他有一个朋友。
I've had a few friends like this guy too.
我也有几个像这样的朋友。
I don't really like them, but they're my friends.
我不是很喜欢这种人啊, 可是他们是我的朋友。
And on one occasion, one of his well-to-do friends came up to him and said, Hudson,
有一次呢, 这个朋友就对他说, 戴德生啊,
I've noticed something about you.
我发现你有一个现象耶。
You live from hand to mouth.
你这个花钱哦, 都是手里面进来, 就从嘴巴出去了。
Which means that, you know, he only had enough each day for what he needed.
也就是说他每天多少钱进来就刚好够用而已。
Hudson smiled and looked up to his friend and said,
那戴德生就笑笑地对他的朋友说,
You're absolutely right.
你讲的真的没错。
From God's hand,
就是从神的手,
to my mouth,
来喂我的嘴巴。
We're missionaries on support, raising support to come back here.
我们是靠奉献来支持的宣教士, 我们必须要筹募我们的奉献, 才能够回来这边服侍。
I couldn't even get through the singing time today. 我今天真的不能唱歌, 为什么呢? Because I want to be back here. Because I really want to be back.
我真的很想回来。
And it's hard to be a missionary raising your support to come back here.
当一个宣教士要去筹募这个奉献, 真的很困难。
在美国。 Yeah. Imagine a situation where you not only have to learn a new language, you get to preach in that language on occasion. You learn a new culture. You learn to eat things that my mother said, if you see him in the house growing up, kill it. You know, it's hard being a missionary.
当宣教士跨文化的宣教士真的很难哦。你不但还要去筹募你的奉献、你的支持，然后你要学习一个新的文化，学习一个新的语言，有时候还要用一个不同的语言来讲到。有时候你要吃的那个东西是你从小在家里妈妈说，你如果看到那种东西，你要把它杀掉，打死的那种东西。
And then on top of that, you get to raise your own support.
除此之外，最难的就是你还要去筹募你自己的奉献，你的生活费。
And I am convinced after preaching on Matthew 9 last week that this is why Jesus says the harvest is plentiful but the workers are few.
上礼拜讲完马太福音第九章之后，我真的是深深相信，就是因为这个筹募基金太困难了，所以才会有发生像耶稣所讲的庄稼很多，工人很少的情形。
But you know what I've learned?
可是你知道我学到什么吗？
You got to learn how to trust that God will provide.
你要学会相信神一定会供应你。
Because if I can't trust that God can provide for me, how can I trust that He'll use me to see people come into His kingdom?
因为我如果不能相信神会供应我，我怎么能相信他会使用我来带领人信主呢？
Let me show you one final thing in this passage.
最后我要指出这段经文的一点。
From the life of Abraham.
就是亚伯拉罕。
I want you to see that faith is not hope.
我要大家明白一点，就是所谓的信心并不是一个盼望，一个希望。
In verse 21, Paul describes faith as being fully assured of what God had promised.
在21节，保罗形容所谓的信心就是一个很笃定的相信神。
Now, earlier in the passage, it talks about how Abraham had hope. So in hope against hope,
前面讲到说亚伯拉罕在没有盼望的时候还怀着盼望。
In hope against hope, he believed.
在没有指望的时候，他还是相信。
Now hope is wanting something in the future to happen.
所谓的盼望，所谓的相信，希望就是你希望未来某一件事会发生。
Faith is believing it.
可是信心不一样，信心是相信这件事会发生。
Hope is a wish.
盼望是一个愿望。
Faith is a certainty. And a guarantee.
可是信心是一个笃定的相信，是一个保证。
See, hope has an optimism, and a lot of you are hopeful about your future.
有盼望的人是一种乐，就是一个盼望是一种乐观的态度。
You think I'm going to have more money next year than I had this year.
很多人都对未来有盼望，觉得我明年会更有钱。
I have that hope.
我也有这样的盼望，希望啊。
I'm going to get along better with people next year than I did this year.
明年我希望我可以跟大家跟别人处得更好。
I have that hope.
我也有这样的希望。
But notice that faith is not hope.
可是信心不是希望。
Because faith is certain.
信心是一种笃信、笃定。
You know, everybody had such high hopes for this young actor who just passed away last week in the U.S. named Heath Ledger.
上个礼拜美国一位影星啊，希斯莱杰过世了。那很多人本来对他寄望很高哦。
He was so young.
他非常的年轻。
But had such a promising career ahead of him.
他的星途一片灿烂。
So everybody thought.
大家都这样以为啊。
It was spoken of him, especially after some of the people had heard of what was going to be his stellar performance of playing the Joker in Batman, that here we have Hollywood's new leading man.
很多人看他演的那个蝙蝠侠的电影之后，就觉得说他真的是很有希望的一颗闪亮的明星哦。
And yet he died.
他就这样死了。
With an overdose.
因为服药过量死了。
But if Heath Ledger would have had faith, not in an earthly career that entertains the millions, but in a heavenly savior who saves the multitudes, then that would have transformed that man's life, and it would have immortalized him in his death.
可是这位影星如果他在生前的时候能够拥有这样的信心，不只是相信他可以有一个灿烂的星途，他也能够相信这位天上的救主，这就会改变他的生命，也许就不至于这样的死了。
So the hopes of Hollywood died.
所以好莱坞的希望就这样破灭了。
What about you today?
那今天你呢？
What's your hope?
你的希望是什么？
What's your hope for your life?
你对你的生命有带着什么样的希望
？To be human is to have hope.
我们人就是会有希望。
But to be Christian is to have faith.
但是基督徒有的是信心。
Brothers and sisters, this morning, I care not what your hopes are for the future.
各位弟兄姐妹，今天早上我在乎的不是你对未来有什么样的希望。
But I care with every ounce of being in my body what your faith is.
我在乎的是你里面到底有多少的信心。
And whether or not the faith that you have is not some kind of crazy presumption and misplaced desire, but whether or not it's truly believing in what God said in His Word.
我希望你的信心不是一个假的信心，而是真正来相信神的话的那种信心。
See, Paul ends on this note.
保罗最后说
Why should you believe God?
说为什么我们应该相信神呢
He delivered up his son for you.
因为神为了我们把他的儿子给交出来
And raised him for your justification.
但是又为了要让我们称义就是使他从死里复活
You can trust this God.
你可以信靠这样的一位神
Oh, I know it's hard and some of you...always come to me and say, oh, but it's so hard to believe. It's so hard. You don't know my situation. You don't know my sins. You don't know what I'm struggling with. You don't know. No, I don't know.
很多人会来跟我抱怨说我这样的情况实在是让我很难去相信神啊。我确实不能够了解你的处境。
And nobody knows.
没有人能够了解你的处境多么困难。
But God.
可是上帝。
And that God promises you.
这位上帝他应许你。
And he sealed that promise in a covenant written in blood that if you believe in his son, you will rise just like he did.
而且他用他儿子耶稣的血当作印章盖在这个应许上应许你只要你相信你必要得救。
Where are you today?
今天你是处在什么样的情况当中呢?
God separates this world not into the uncircumcised and the uncircumcised, but into those who have faith and those who do not yet have faith.
上帝把这世上的人并不是用割礼来区分他们而是用有没有信心来区分他们
Some of you today need to take a walk
今天在座有些人需要去走一走
You need to cross the bridge from death to life
你需要走过那一道桥那个跨越生死的桥
You need to walk away from trusting yourself and walk to the God who's trustworthy
你需要离开那个只靠自己的那条路要走向靠上帝的那条路
And then trust his promises
要来信靠，来相信神的应许。
Until the day you leave this life，
直到你断气的那一天。
Let's pray。
我们一起来祷告。
What a wonderful God you are！
主啊，你是何等美好的神。
Lord, we ask that you would be glorified。
主啊，愿你可以得荣耀。
Help us to believe you。
求你帮助我们能够真正来相信你。
To trust you when our feelings are saying something else.
当我们心里面感觉没有办法信的时候，求你帮助我们还是来信靠你。
And to cling to you, so Lord, it gives glory to you when we have our faith.
主啊，求你帮助我们紧紧的来抓住你，让我们的信心来荣耀你。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
We have about 5 or 7 minutes that we can take some questions or comments.
大概有5到7分钟可以让大家问问题。
Yes. Please. Great questions.
就是。
Does God change his plans?
神会不会因为我们祷告就改变他的计划?
And the second?应该用什么方法正确的祷告Okay, the first question is, does God change his plans?
第一个问题是神会不会改变计划
No.
不会
God has a plan.
神他有他的计划
And he has a plan for your life.
他对你的生命有一个计划
And he says it in Romans 8:29-31.
他在罗马书八章二十九节到
二十八节到三十一节左右 God's plan is that you would be conformed to the image of his son
上帝的计划就是要让你能够像他儿子的样子
And this plan is so great that there's nothing that can thwart it
那神的计划实在是太好了，所以没有任何的事情可以来拦阻他这个计划实现。
So in the Gospels, Jesus says, There's no one who can snatch you out of my hand.
所以在福音书里面，耶稣又讲到说，没有人能够从我手上把你夺走。
And in Romans 8, Paul says, there is no one who can lay a charge against God's elect.
那在罗马书保罗也说没有人能够来控告神的选民。
And if you look at Ephesians 1:11, it talks about how God is the God who works all things after the counsel of his will.
那如果你看以弗所书一章也讲到说神按照他的旨意来行万事。
Okay, God's plan never changes and never fails.
所以神的计划永远不会落空。
It is a mysterious plan that involves even the evil acts of human beings.
那这真是一个奥秘啊，因为包括人的邪恶在作祟。
But his plan doesn't change.
但是即使有人在当中作恶，他的计划仍然不会改变。
So then, should we pray?
所以我们应该祷告吗？
I mean, if God knows who's going to be saved, then why do we even bother praying for the unbelievers?
如果上帝早就知道谁会得救，我们干嘛为没有得救的人祷告？
Let's go to the movies or play with our Wiis instead.
我们就去看电影，自己去玩就好了。
No, but brothers and sisters, the God who plans the end also plans the means through which the end is accomplished, and those means include our evangelism and our prayers.
上帝虽然已经预定了那个结果，但是在这个过程当中，他要我们一起来参与。
We are not robots in this world that God has made.
上帝造我们不是像一个机器人一样，一个口令一个动作。
We are partners with him in his work.
我们是跟他一起来同工的。
And so your prayers actually do make a difference.
所以你的祷告确实会带来影响。
They don't change God's plan.
虽然不能改变神最后的计划。
But they help his will to be lived out on earth as it is in heaven.
可是可以帮助神的旨意行在地上如同行在天上。
So don't ever stop praying.
所以千万不要停止祷告。
Paul knew the Jews would reject Jesus, but he said, Brethren, my heart's desire and my prayer for them is for their salvation.
保罗知道犹太人会拒绝耶稣，但是他还是说，我仍然为他们祷告，希望他们可以接受耶稣。
Someone else? Time for one other question? Oh, I'm sorry. What was the second question?
How should we pray?
Let's go back to the cliff illustration. How should we pray? Sorry, I'm jet lag. Short-term memory goes. I have no idea what I said. Don't ask me about it, but you can ask me a new question. Okay.
我们应该用什么态度来祷告？
Yeah.So, in the Bible, in 1 John it says, we know that he hears our prayers when we pray according to his will.
在约翰一书也讲到说，我们如果按神的旨意来祷告，他就听我们祷告。
So, for example, there's a lot of things that we should be praying. There are model prayers in the Bible, for example, Ephesians chapter 1 and Ephesians chapter 3.
在圣经当中有一些有一些祷告是我们可以学习的，比如说在以弗所书一章
chapter 1 verse 15 and following.
以弗所书一章十五节那边。
Where Paul tells us that we should pray that the eyes of our heart might be enlightened so that we may know what is the hope of his calling, what are the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, and what is the surpassing greatness of his power towards us who believe. We should be praying those things for ourselves and for other believers.
这边有一段很精彩的祷告，就是我们要求我们主基督耶稣的神荣耀的父将那四人智慧跟启示的灵可以赏赐给你们，使你们真的来知道他，并且照明你们心中的眼睛，使你们知道他的恩召有何等指望，他在圣徒中得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀，并且知道他向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
But what about sick people? Should we pray for them?
那病人呢？我们应该为病人祷告吗？
James chapter 5.
雅各书五章有提到。
Is any among you sick? Let him call the elders of the church.
你们当中有人病了就要请教会的长老来。
Absolutely we should pray for the sick.
我们当然要为病人来祷告。
But notice who it is that gets saved. I mean, who gets healed in this passage.
可是这段经文也讲到说怎么样他才会得医治呢？
James tells us that it is the prayer of faith thatraises up the sick person, and if he has committed sins, they will be forgiven him.
他说，雅各说是出于信心的祷告，要救那个病人。
But whose faith?
但是谁的信心呢？
What? Right. So we don't put the sick person on a guilt trip because he didn't pray hard enough and get a healing.
这边讲说是为他祷告的人有信心，就会使他得医治，所以不要 给那个病人罪恶感哦，加给他们罪恶感说啊，因为你的信心不够，所以不能得医治。
But neither do we blame the people who come to pray if he's not healed. And this is the reason why, because in this passage, as in the gift lists in 1 Corinthians 12 and in other places, faith is mentioned as a specific gift for a certain situation.
可是我们也不能因为有人为病人祷告没有得医治，就怪那个祷告的人，因为这个信心也是一个恩赐，也是神给的。
See, faith is not just what all Christians have that makes us saved.
所以啊
，faith 不只是就是借着信心你可以得到神的救恩。因为我们来看圣经的时候，我们也会发现一件事情：信心也是一个恩赐。And 这个恩赐那个时候不是一个救恩的恩赐，这个恩赐是一个为了一件事情的。信心confidence. It's confidence about a certain thing. It's faith operating in a specific situation.
这个信心不只是得救的信心，而是成就某件事的信心。有时候神会给人这样的信心，让他很清楚的相信这件事一定会成就。
You know, Hudson Taylor had this kind of faith.
像戴德生就有这样的信心。
He had faith that God would raise up 1,000 people to go into the interior parts of China.
他有信心，相信神会兴起一千个人到中国的内地去传福音。
So how do you tell the difference between that kind of faith and presumption?
所以这样的信心跟那种不能够实现的信心有什么不同呢？
It's very difficult.
很难分别。
You often can only tell it from looking backward.
你只能说从回头去看才能看出来哦，那个是真的信心，那个是假的信心。
But I have learned a few times in my life where God has burdened my heart with something and I prayed for it and I just knew it was going to happen. And I learned to accept that and not let anybody tell me it wasn't going to happen.
但是我这一生中有过几次的经验，就是神给我那样的信心，让我很相信某一件事情一定会成就。那即使周围的人有很多反对的声音，我都不会动摇。
And when faith for healing or faith for some situation comes as a spiritual gift that comes to some in the body of Christ, it comes with an unshakable assurance and with a historical happening. It happens. It comes to pass.
当这个圣灵的恩赐，这个信心的恩赐真的加在你身上的时候，你就会毫不动摇，很非常相信那件事情一定会发生，而且事情也一定会。
I had this once.
我曾经有过一次这样的经验。
When I was in high school, I one time woke up in the middle of the night.
就是有我高中的时候有一次半夜醒来。
And I was praying about where I should audition for music school.
我那时候就在祷告说我应该去哪一家学校参加音乐学院参加甄试。
I had a whole bunch of universities offering me full scholarships, but I wasn't sure I wanted to go there.
当时有很多大学给我全额奖学金，可是我不确定要去哪一家。
And that night, as a result of being woken up in a dream, I got down on my knees and I prayed and I knew where God wanted me to audition.
那一天因为我从做梦当中就醒来，然后我就跪下来祷告，在祷告当中我就很清楚的知道神要我去哪个学校。
So before auditioning at the place I auditioned, I said no to all the other offers.
所以在后来我就拒绝所有其他给我真实机会的学校。
And then I auditioned at the Eastman School of Music, but I was so sure I was going to get in, even though I auditioned against Wynton Marsalis, I was so sure that I was going to get in that I didn't even go and audition in person. I sent a tape.
那我那时候就很清楚知道神要让我去读那个伊斯曼音乐学校。那虽然那时候我要竞争的对象是一个很优秀的小喇叭手，可是我还是充满信心的去参加，而且我还不是亲自去参加，我还是只是把我的录影带寄给他们看而已。
And with that same faith that I would get into Eastman came the confidence that God was going to use me there to bring people into His kingdom.
带着这样的信心，我后来进了这个伊斯曼音乐学校，然后我也有同样的信心，相信神要带领我在那边带领很多人信主。
And I went and announced to my parents what I was going to do.
我就跟我的父母宣布说我要做什么。
And everybody else thought it was crazy.
大家都觉得我疯了。
But history and God and the grace of God won out.
但是神的恩典最后得胜。
So either I was presumptuous and God was merciful, or I actually had the gift of faith. And I'll let God be the judge, but in any case, it was the one time in my life where I felt like I had the gift of faith.
这是我一生当中唯一的一次经历哦，就是我真的是相信那是神给我的信心，相信这件事一定会成就。
God is merciful.
神是怜悯的神。
One other quick question. We have 2 minutes and then.
最后还有两分钟。
I know somebody had a question. I saw a hand up.
How would you a leader is trying to inspire people to something which they believe is in faith. As a follower, how would you discern?
Oh, that's a good question. That's a really good question. Nili Alja Tada. Tada Wunti Joshur. Rugo Nio Iga. Iga lin dauren, kanang shi iga mushi, huo shi iga chuan dauren, and ta yo iga han hao de ji hua, ta yao mei ge ren, gun sui ta, in wei ta, kanang ta zuo li iga meng, sui ta yo iga fei chang hao de ji hua. But when do you follow a person who has that idea and says it is the gift of faith? Well, first of all, you should look at and examine what it is that he's wanting someone to do. Okay? That's the first thing.
首先你要看这位传道人他要我们做，要大家做什么。
I found that often when religious people do that, it's usually connected to money for a project that they want you to support with your money.
很多传道人我发现他们的目的都是要你拿钱出来支持啊。
That should always be suspect.
所以这通常都是有点嫌疑啊。
That's the first thing. So you look to see, is it a biblical goal?
所以你要看说他这个要做的这件事情，这个目标是不是合乎圣经的标准。
But the second thing is if this is a corporate faith for a communal activity, then God will not just give the faith to that person. He will give the faith to the leaders, he will give the faith to the other people, and they will willingly, not coercively, join in to the thing.
可是第二要看的是，这是不是全体每一个人都有这样的一个感动呢？还因为如果是神要一个团体来做的，他不会只感动一个人。So
the other thing that you really have to look careful is he respecting the way God is leading each person, or is he trying to lead people who are questioning past where God has given them faith? That is immoral. To ask a person to do something against their faith is absolutely immoral.
再来你要看的就是他叫你做的事情是不是会违背你的良心。
And the last thing I would say is always beware of people who say that they have a word of the Lord for you.
第三，我觉得要特别 提高警觉的就是有人跟你说，上帝给我一句话要来告诉你。
God spoke to me yesterday.
昨天上帝对我说话。
He wants you to marry her.
他要你去娶那个女孩子。
Seriously, I've known pastors who have done this kind of stuff, and then if you say no or you say no, I mean, please, don't take what I said as the holy writ. I was just speaking hypothetically. But if you say no or you say no, oh my goodness, it causes all kinds of problems. But the point is, brothers and sisters, God gives you the ability to discern his will and gives you the ability to discern his will. And I am not going to come and say, Chris, I know who God wants you to marry. And when people start doing that to you, you need to run away, brothers and sisters. Run away. And call Joel and Judy, because they're going to be here when I'm back in Hawaii, and say, hey, help!
我真的是碰过有这样的牧师哦，他就会说，神给我感动，要你娶这个姐妹哦。那在这种情形下，你真的是要非常提高警觉，因为神也会给你同样的感动。那有一些牧师，甚至如果你拒绝他的话，真的是 他就会很生气哦。
And I so apologize for just using both of you as an illustration. Please forgive me. I am apologizing for a sin that I committed publicly.
很抱歉哦，我刚刚的随便举了两位做例子，让你们很尴尬。
But you know what I'm talking about.
不过你们应该可以了解我的意思。
And please be careful.
所以请大家要小心。
Religious peddlers are a dime a dozen in this world we live in today. Religious peddlers are a dime a dozen. Boy, how are you going to translate that one?
I'm not trying.
Okay, I'll try and do it.
Okay.
Is that? Okay. So, amazing. The gift of tongues. Let us pray and commit our lives to the Lord, and then Joel's going to come.
我们一起来祷告。
Lord, thank you for these questions because our hearts are seeking you from your word.
主啊，谢谢，那我们可以提出这些问题，因为我们的心是要寻求你。
Give us true faith.
求你给我们真正的信心。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.